Welcome to the Life Lessons Podcast with your host, yours truly, Philip Peter.
So happy new year, guys. We're back with another podcast. I have the illustrious, the famous, the great, the creative, Redeem with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for all the applause, ladies and gentlemen. Hold your flowers. Hold it. Stop applauding. Thank you.
We'll put the applause in the post production just in case.
I'm gonna tell them to hold it. They can't put them. Don't give me. So if you put it in there, I mean, they're not listen. I like people who listen. Right.
So yeah. So I figure you're getting the vibe that this is going to be quite the podcast, and yes, it will. So, just to set the foundation, want to wish everybody a happy new year. It is 2020, can you believe it? When you thief the people in man last year, you never know, say that make it, but you are here.
I want to say happy new year, happy new year to everybody, except the girl that take man for fool, and the man that take a man for fool. See, the girl them where say man beating nice, and if the man in a beat, they love them. Me no want happy new year from me. 2020 now, get a bit of vision. See clearly, say them wanna abuse you, and abuse is not right. You see me? Right. And to the man never feel like, say them own woman, please, it's 2020, so have a better vision of the fact that you own nothing and nobody. You don't even own yourself. You belong to God. But that's another conversation. Right.
But let's delve into that. Because one of the things that we have been taking note of is that in 2020 there have been a couple killings, or you'd call it domestic disputes gone wrong,
murder suicides.
Yeah, and you know, some really convinced them watch too much TV though.
Yeah,
like I literally firing them thing, them see them thing there from
American
and them.
Thing, and them just see it and it's like, oh, it's Americans can do it.
Them don't know, say when them see it, now they show the people them ball cut and then go them out.
Black people don't commit suicide. It's not a black people thing. On the stop falling, should you see white? Oh, white people do it. I don't know more than me. We can do it to boom, kill yourself. No, friend. No. I know why. Listen, I'm not saying white people should kill themselves either. Though I'm trying to hate on white people. What I'm saying is
we need the reason. But yeah.
What I'm saying is, it was a trend in the white community. White people do have a tendency of over exaggerating on their problems and taking it to their head a little. And I don't want to say that mind doesn't matter. I believe your mental health matters. So if you are having issues, please go and seek therapy. I myself,
he should be getting therapy, but he says he's busy. But we're not going to go into that right now. We'll have enough time to share him later.
Right.
So let's get back to that. So we have seen at least 3 or 4 incidents since the year has started, and what is interesting to note is there are a couple of things that connect to each other. One, as Renard pointed out earlier, there is this tendency on the side of males that women are our property, or we own women, or and then what is ironic about it is that generally, and this does not hold true for everybody, but generally the men who act like that or view the world like that are oftentimes perennial cheaters. And I think what really happens is that we are often most defensive about what we are most insecure about. And because in our culture we don't learn how to talk these things out and to resolve these things, we are a scarred society, you know? We are literally a society stuck in trauma.
There's a lot of things that brings to light when circumstances like these come out. First, that we don't know boundaries. We don't know boundaries, we don't set boundaries. So we don't know how to operate within boundaries. Somebody say, okay, no, okay, you can't have this. This is not for you. This is me, and I do what I want to do. We don't know how to step aside and say, okay, this is that person's personal space. They have every right to do this what they want to do. And even if it goes against what I believe in or what I want, even if they're with me, it's still their right. Right? I can probably debate it with them and say I didn't like this, but it's still not give me no right to take away freedom right and abuse them. They have a right to protection, a right to be sheltered, a right to be safe, a right to answer me if or not, if they don't want to, if me a call to them, if me a cat call or something, they do have a right to just walk past and not be embarrassed because they don't want to answer me. And that's just in the general sense. When we go more intimate, women play a part in this as well because, you know, and it, as I said, it's trauma. So they think, because of how they were raised, that if they've seen their mothers or probably sisters or aunts being beaten and them still staying in a relationship. So they might say, if this happened to them, this is what they're supposed to do. Without even people telling them that, they see it and they're like, it's like a thought process. The thought process gone to the thought process. And it's like, okay, so this is what I'm supposed to do in a relationship. So when people tell them they're gonna beat it, abuse, leave, they can't fathom what the hell they're saying. How
no, because the thing is that a lot of, and I've said this a couple of times before, a lot of girls, young women out here are in romantic relationships looking for fathers, looking for parents. And even on the other side, men are oftentimes the same, because they see the same way that they're territorial with their girlfriend or their wife.
They see it with their mother.
Yeah, like, you know, when you have a little boy and him love his mother, you can't tool their own mother and him at the same time. Him generally always easy to get jealous.
Come on, put off,
and then it is never rectified from that stage. So it does manifest itself later in life. But because it's not something detrimental or immediately important, like food, schooling, that type of thing, most people overlook it. And what is interesting too is that these types of behavior is not limited to one social class.
No.
You have broke man who thinks so, you have rich man who thinks so, you have middle class man who thinks so.
Yeah, and it's another thing, you know, it's funny how some people would separate themselves from this and say, oh, it's not a part of their culture. But then I've heard stories and I've seen things where persons in upper echelon are being abused.
Of course.
A woman have to put on glasses and something with that makeup wall and come out work and anything. Because, you know, you can't let the people know, say, I'm going to beat her. And then it comes around to some of the things that women say when, you know, they like to be choked during sex.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a man will probably take it too far.
Bro, that choke and thump in the eye are two different things.
And then when the man they give them men permission. See, they patronize them. So the man say, who's
this is it.
You're right. Oh, you're the one, take the one I had. So when you go deep, you tell them self one. If you tell me that something is mine, right? And then you take something that is mine and give it to somebody else. Never be upset.
No, man, it's yours. It's yours, but it's a lease.
No, but that never stated.
They never stated not the agreement, but it's a lease.
You never tell me, say, oh, it's yours, but we can't have some.
Because if
you can't share it to anybody.
But Renard, if it was really yours, it would never leave there that they're under you too.
No.
Yes.
Did you buy you for keep?
No, if God give her it, it can't be yours at no
but
point.
No, but look at it. Me not fully rich yet. Mm-hmm. But me know me not rich. Me not have all of the money. But somebody has the money to give me, but
yeah.
I have my money.
Yeah, but
exactly.
Yes, but I know your money till it manifests in your account. Because if you go for it right now and say, yo, God promised me $67 million, it then in your account. May I relieve you of it because it's mine. Yeah, I'll get locked up.
Yeah, you're at the bank.
Yeah, so timing is crucial. But it is something that we have to talk about seriously and look at holistically, because another issue with Jamaica is what we call the is it the 7 day or 14 day wonder? 9 day wonder.
Nine day wonder.
When they talk about things like a new story come up, 9 days everybody up in arms about it, then it does wear off. We have to go back to the classroom, to the home, with them little youth and start dealing with it from the sun. Because the thing is, it is such a major part of their lifestyle. Ooh, the beauty has come in. Okay, we can end it.
Facing the beast. Oof.
Ah, sorry. We have another guest with us, so don't. We they, just wanted to make her welcome.
Missing, Sarah.
Yo. Listen. Yo, look here, people.
When they say 2020 vision. And
yo, look here, people. Yeah, look here.
Don't leave, Sarah. No.
Why?
Yeah,
don't do that. You know, these jokes are going to be made anyway.
You're
going to
see it from all along, Sarah. You just want to disappear from me. You put the braids on them. See video where they take off. Yeah, they might so, hate man.
Yeah.
You see video where they take off lashes on them somebody. Take off their glasses and everything. And I'm like, Sarah girl. But no, Sarah, yeah. See me run? Want to get a new ID on them somebody? Are you seeing a new ID?
Yeah, but we don't have no need for that. Because she never gets in there the first place.
Oh, okay.
So... So shout out to all the IUC students listening to this. Hopefully you'll be having a great year.
Right. So in continuing.
Oh, and me soon left for now. Just want to know. But God continue.
In continuing, the incidents brought to light a lot of things. It brought to light a lot of persons who know persons who were abused. And it also brought to light.
Bye.
And also brought to light the fact that persons
I hear potting them from
tend to keep them something to themselves.
You don't say Pat knows that we are recording this every week. And Pat decides to come by the door and come say hi.
Yes, you want advice tonight? You want
no,
a piece
but
of
it,
pie?
Yeah, because no. Cause now Pat are gonna stay. So here what we're gonna do.
I'm not
Pat,
gonna stay.
No, Pat.
I was gonna ask you to do something funny.
Imagine it's too late, but here's the thing. What is your opinion about
what is your opinion?
And that never stop a family for class yet. Come on, man. It's a new year. It's a new year. Don't do that. What can you give me?
I would like to hear from Sarah.
A shortened viewpoint on the deaths recently.
The incidents between the domestic the domestic deaths. Let us name that.
Mental health is important. And the forces that be, the JCF and other institutions that need to intervene, they need to take it seriously.
Okay, but...
Because it is a challenge.
I understand that, but then it's not... It's about 3 to 4 deaths, right? And it's only one of them was a JCF, JDF?
No,
that's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying when women or men go to the stations... The persons who
oh.
should take domestic abuse.
Okay.
To take it serious.
Yeah, because I've heard incidents of one girl go tell the police, say, one boy box on her face. And the police tell her, say, yo, we can't know about it, and your boyfriend, and we come down there, two's animal got their back, and him something like
that.
Yeah,
but that don't have anything to do with it, because
exactly.
As far as the law is concerned, it is abuse.
Yeah, and you should.
Can I go now?
Yes, you can.
Bye.
Sarah? Sarah?
No comment?
Well, you're pretty vocal on these things, woman feminist and all these things. You don't think we should say something about mental health?
It's okay, we'll get her.
Especially as a psychology student.
Yes!
So as a psychology student, this thing is not just JCF and other institutions of government. It is a societal issue of how we socialize all the males and all the women. So it's coming from childhood and what they're producing.
You want to give an example of that? Because saying how we socialize them, it kind of...
Not stating what,
yeah,
what it is exactly.
When it says socialize, what aspect of how we socialize them causes them to want to?
It's not causing them to want to murder or whatever. It's... What I'm recording? That's it.
No, that's
continue.
Alright. So... One of the reasons why the men would lash out that aggressively is they don't see the other outlets of expression as masculine or something that they should do.
Okay.
So they're not going to sit down with them. Most of them, or some of them, not going to sit down with their virgin and say, yo, she do this, I'm going to feel hurt, or whatever. so the virgin can't counsel them. Females would more do that. So all that aggression would be released through that talking. We don't socialize men or males to express their feelings. So that is one of the factors that lead to the aggression. So.
Okay, thanks for that. That was very insightful. You see why we had her as a guest,
yeah,
right? So we'll see if we can get her back for another episode.
Next week, same time, same place, Sarah.
I have an art class that I'm actually
scoring.
You can
score next week as well.
And we have that recorded.
Sarah, I don't mean to sexualize you. I really don't want to. But I won't. Let's move on.
Amen.
Yeah.
He's trying to find a way to compliment her, but
yeah, we don't.
In vocabulary. No, it's this one.
I was trying to compliment you without sexualizing you, but I don't know how to do it. So I keep my mouth closed.
So, what else has made the rounds on social media? Well,
another thing, this Twitter date thing. This guy shared on Twitter that he met this girl on Tinder, and you know they were having conversation and stuff, and they were supposed to meet up. And when he got to the place they were supposed to meet, she wasn't there. She told him that her family member was coming to meet him and take him to the place. And
no,
And this brother went with the person and look, him survived luckily, but didn't get 4 stars and thing and rob him and everything there. So that's another thing that has been making this whole
thing. They can't, yeah, beat me about that. Like, since you can have phone updates, you can, update common sense and everything there. Because why would you meet somebody, them not show up, then them tell you, say, somebody else have come to meet you, to carry you to go meet them? Are they my prime minister? Bro, even though thirst override the prefrontal cortex,
this guy on Twitter said he was on Tinder, he met this girl on Tinder, and he was supposed to meet up, and the girl didn't show up. She texted him and said, a family member would come meet him and take him to her. And he went with the person and then stabbed him up and rob him. Luckily, never them, they tell the tale for one other people, which is good.
Yeah,
I guess you get a lesson from it.
Who the hell meet people offline?
That goes back to a lack of a social life, which we won't go into. But
are you insinuating that I don't have a social life?
Me never insinuate it. Me say it, brother.
Actually,
When last I go out?
Me not going to do that.
I'm not going to do that.
So weird.
I'm not going to do that.
No, that's the point. No, that's the point.
So when I'm abroad, I re-download Tinder. Every time I travel, I download Tinder. So don't allow me out. I've never met, meet people upon them, talk to them, but we'll never meet them face to face.
I'm not familiar with this lifestyle at all.
But no, the thing
The thing is that, you know, when it comes on to men, thirst overrides.
So did I record?
Overrides common sense. You still recording now? Oh, yeah, the roast is. Of course, the roast is in there. Come on.
Everything in there, we're
not
the <things. laughs>
So.
Feel ashamed.
We want to make this a 360 experience. Normally, edit out these things? No.
No.
We're leaving them in.
Yeah, enjoy the persons coming in, the small inputs, the unnecessaries are not necessary.
Yeah, because you can never know who is a guest.
Right.
Because they might just randomly walk in the room and we'll say, well, you have to
say.
Hey, you don't say, Kedisha, run. Now the taxi cop don't go, I don't know, but we're going to see. Watch.
Yeah, so go back to
the thirst overrides the prefrontal cortex. Whatever they're on the back, yes, sir. Whatever they're on the side.
Them say that dopamine.
Who? Does it have to be a certain... Because... Does it override because you lack control?
It's not lack control. It's the hunger... wipe on hunger. The thirst is so much that the logical framework that normally is there, that you'd run things through, you bypass that.
But me thirsty, brother. I'm thirsty, brother.
You're thirst different. You're thirst different.
You're thirst different. Anytime I still have to think it through.
Jesus!
Man of God! I'm single, guys!
You see, when this post, a certain somebody had nothing to do with this, okay? We just continued the conversation.
I'm single, guys. So I'm you know, you can't tell me something of thirst. You don't know my level of thirst, right? I know my level of thirst. I'm extremely thirsty.
But Renard.
Let me go there.
Renard.
The body make about 75% of water. Hmm? When I have no water in me. Thirsty.
Look.
Thirsty.
People, what Renard isn't telling you is that the thirst has affected his decision making in the past.
No.
Decision making in the past. And I work. we got a bottle of water to him to try to help.
Water, it's half good.
So it moved to 0.5% now. But yeah, and it's also alright, look on this. When guys look or get attracted to girls that are out of their league and take it personal. Is there a start? Yes, there is a...
Because I was looking at the soldier and the video. I don't know if that is the woman he's with, but if he's really jealous over that, the woman is something wrong with him.
Whoa!
Jesus.
What's your honor at that?
Be the fence, Lord.
Around me every day.
Knock him from that one day.
Because beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
The soldier, look.
They have a thing to be attracted to older women, soldiers.
Yes. They don't argue with that.
That's why I said don't argue with her.
Plus one. So, young soldier, looking before and... I think I got my answer. Yes.
It's observation
from experience.
No.
Experiential. Observation.
It's an ethnographic. It's an environmental observation.
So, how much soldier you there on?
My God. You know, say they live up for up for camp.
With them too.
So, and she never recruit for them, but it's okay. So we're not gonna really trouble that. We're not gonna trouble that. But that's good to know that they're attracted. And it would make sense in a way because you know the hardship of going through that training make you gain years, you know.
Yeah man, so them I want somebody with experience and everything. Look up more. And age does not necessarily mean maturity, but I think people
that,
tend to think that.
Yo, that could be like a whole different thing. Because what I've noticed, some of the people who are the most childish are like grown people.
But then
that's true.
When you grow up you realize that you shouldn't have forgotten.
It's a poetic and brain language.
You shouldn't have forgotten your youth, like being a child at heart. Because when you take things too serious, that kill you.
Some people age, them not grow. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So, how far are we now? This is a church conversation. But a lot of the same serious thing, a lot of church people have that problem. A lot of Christians have that problem. In that there is a part of their life that isn't so glamorous. that they don't want to talk about, but God saved them from it, or regardless of it. And now, when young people fall into the same pit, they are extremely hard on them. And the young people don't know that the reason why they are extremely hard on them is the insecurity of the fact that seeing you do it reminds them of what happened to them.
This is
they're vulnerable.
That's why anytime you see no young boy, like I get take for girl to me, take it personal.
I get take for girl
to me. Yeah, like a long time though. Yes. You remember my last time the circus they come to Jamaica? Mm. Yeah. So, we did a try workout for them, you see. But thank God for grace.
I think a separate conversation we need to have on another podcast, we can probably do a teaser right now, is transparency. The difference between honesty and transparency. Mm. And especially in the church. Because as you said, that when people, there are things that you got saved from. You got saved from it, so you can speak about it. Right? Speak about
it. That's not... You don't like to speak about
Yeah, and that is a problem. You keep judging based off this, but you can't say, you know, I went through this. This is why I'm like this with you. Because
people
you know,
do that. People do that part for the things that they are proud of.
Yeah.
Mm.
So if they achieve a degree, they will tell them so they never have no food to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And they will build it up. But when
and
it comes on
them to one lamp and them face it. Nah, yes, them lamp and them face.
No. And then here's the thing now. There, remember, when we look at Paul where he had the thorn in his flesh. And God said that his grace is sufficient for him. There's nowhere in scripture that says it was taken away. There are some things that we used to struggle with, that we still struggle with, that we cannot talk about, and this whole shroud of secrecy now keeps people in bondage. But we're going to keep that for another podcast, because that is going to be a good conversation. So thanks, guys. Have a blessed weekend.
Yeah,
you already know what it is. It is Philip, Rhythm, and we have a special guest, Pat. We won't say like our full name, because we know all about it. Follow her up and ask her a question. So
I'm
gonna
love
an
inch.
So, well, in closing, ladies, gain some independence. Gain some more knowledge. I'm gonna run the world right now, right? And you guys.
Maybe
are
that's
still
right now. Run good.
No, not
are you guys are still
no.
being. Are you, well,
get
no.
Get in touch with knowing yourself.
And you guys are still being seen as a minority. You guys, women, I think you should love yourself first before you try to love anybody
yes.
else.
Yes.
Men, the same thing. Don't worry and go look for love and then kill off yourself because a person is going to someday. If you love yourself, if you want to really love yourself, things that people do can affect you, but not
to
a point where you
want
to damage.
Because you still value your life.
Right. Man them, all conversations with the virgin them. If you can't hold a conversation with your friend them, and your friend.
True.
Just a yes man not.
Yeah, you don't need to have people you can talk to and say, you know, someone mess up yourself or she mess up yourself. My hurt, what we can do. If you can have them, some of the people will grow on though. You never, since you have them grown on you know. Yeah.
Oh yeah, before I forget, just want to shout out.
Don't take man for fool. Don't take woman for fool. I'll let me have something there.
The what? Sand, one, but you have to sand, grow still, same remember
plant,
that.
Don't plant in another head.
That's crazy, fam. But shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Dawkins. You know the thing said.
I'm Mrs. Rhythm, I'll find you soon.
Boy, you know what? I'm not gonna cause no trouble with that.
And the thirsty.
Have a blessed weekend.
So not thirsty.